Hello.
Hello, my name is Marcos from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a public opinion survey on Maryland politics.
Okay.
Your answers are anonymous and confidential, and your opinions are very important to the success of the survey. Would you have a few minutes to participate?
Sure.
Okay. Are you a registered voter in Maryland?
I am.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the Joe Biden of the Joe Biden is doing as president?
Disapprove.
Do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Wes Moore is doing as governor?
Disapprove.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove? Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Donald Trump did as president?
Strongly approve.
Do you approve or disapprove of the job Kamala Harris is doing as vice
disapprove.
President?
Disapprove. Strongly disapprove.
Overall, would you say things in the country are moving in the right direction or moving in the wrong direction?
Wrong.
Okay. In the 2024 election, if the 2024 election were held today, for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, and Donald Trump, the Republicans?
Donald Trump.
For whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
Donald Trump.
Do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling foreign policy?
Disapprove strongly.
Do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling the economy?
Disapprove strongly.
Do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling immigration at our southern border?
Strongly disapprove.
Due to a $3 billion budget deficit, transportation projects for roads, bridges, and mass transit are being cut in every county in the state. Would you support or oppose an increase in Maryland's sales tax from 6% to 7% to fund transportation projects?
Nope.
Would you somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Which of the following, in your opinion, should receive the higher priority regarding transportation funding in the state? Maintaining and improving mass transit in Maryland, such as buses, light rail, and trains, or maintaining and improving the roads and bridges in Maryland?
The roads and bridges. I'm in a rural area. We don't have mass transit here.
Okay. Currently in Maryland, it is only a misdemeanor to possess a stolen firearm. Do you agree or disagree that it should be a felony in Maryland to possess a stolen firearm?
Agree. Strongly.
Strongly. Okay. Would you support or oppose a mandatory penalty of at least 10 years in prison for anyone convicted of selling drugs laced with fentanyl if the drug resulted in a death?
Strongly agree.
Do you think that you and your family pay too much in taxes, too little in taxes, or about the right amount in taxes?
Too much.
Pregnancy resource centers are places that do not perform abortions, but instead offer assistance to people during their pregnancy and after the baby is born. Do you favor or oppose pregnancy resource centers?
Favor.
Strongly in favor or
strongly.
Somewhat?
Mm-hmm. Strongly.
Okay. under a new law, a juvenile 12-year-old or younger who commits a handgun violation or violent assault cannot be arrested. Do you favor or oppose changing this so they can be arrested and held accountable?
I think they should be held accountable.
Would you strongly be in favor or somewhat in favor?
Strongly.
Do you favor or oppose using Maryland taxpayer dollars to pay for free health care for people who enter this country illegally?
Strongly oppose.
How frequently do you play the Maryland lottery? Regularly, occasionally, only when the jackpot is big, or never?
Only if the jackpot is very rarely.
Okay. How much of a problem do you think credit card debt is for Marylanders? A big problem, a problem, not much of a problem, not a problem at all?
Probably a big problem. Big problem.
Okay. As a way to increase state revenue, do you support or oppose a plan authorizing the Maryland Lottery to develop internet-based lottery games that target and encourage individuals ages 25 to 45 years old to play? Would you strongly support? Strongly oppose or somewhat
opposed?
Opposed.
Strongly oppose.
Okay. Should Maryland government be allowed to develop and operate a lottery gaming system that permits individuals to use credit cards or direct bank account access in order to play online lottery games? No?
No.
No. Okay. Do you support or oppose Maryland teachers and school employees having the right to strike?
Yes.
Do you strongly support or somewhat?
Oh, no. I thought you meant like strike, like, no, they should not strike.
Do you somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Strongly.
Okay. Do you think a mentally sound adult with an incurable terminal illness who only has 6 months or less to live should have the legal option of a medical aid in dying to get prescription medication that it may take to pass peacefully in their sleep?
Yes, strongly, yes.
Okay. And if you had an incurable terminal illness, still had a sound mind, had less than 6 months to live, and you met the legal requirements, would you want the option of medical aid in dying?
Yes.
Which of the following best describes your opinion on the issue of abortion? Abortion should be legal in all access. Abortion should be legal in most cases. Abortion should be illegal in most cases. Abortion should be illegal in all cases.
Illegal in most cases.
A disability is a physical or mental impairment that significantly limits life activities. This includes conditions that affect a person's vision, movement, thinking, remembering, learning, communicating, hearing, or mental health. Do you consider yourself as having a disability? Yes or
no? No.
Maryland tipped workers currently earn just $3.63 an hour from their employer to get the rest of their wages in tips. Do you favor or oppose a legislative proposal that would raise the minimum wage for tipped workers to the full minimum wage of $15 an hour with tips on top?
Agree. Yes.
Strongly in favor or...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the last few questions are for statistical purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, 65 and older.
65 and older.
With which party are you registered to vote? Are you a Democrat, Republican?
Republican.
What is your race? White, African American?
White.
Okay. What is your religious affiliation? Are you Protestant, Baptist, Catholic, Jewish?
Catholic.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Thank you.
Thanks again for your help. Your opinion is very important. Have yourself a wonderful night.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.